This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts.
Wild Alaskan Company, healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off with code BIGFISH25. Drift Air Freshener, rethink car fresheners that are free from questionable ingredients. Save 20% off with code MAT20. Tire Buyer. Buy tires online, get them shipped for free to an installer of your choice. Save 12% off with code MMA12. Defense Soap, the industry leader of medicated antifungal soap, all natural and organic soaps for everyone. Save 15% off with code MMANUTS.
Hey fans, it's MMA Nuts, episode 699.
699.
My name is Ingo Weigel.
Pat Griffith, MMA Show. By MMA fans, for MMA fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What are you drinking over there? Gasoline?
Yeah. Sweet. Little H2 gasoline.
H3O?
Yes. H3O? What is that? Is that gas?
No. I'm just adding you extra hydrogen. Who knows okay, what the fuck I'm making?
What the hell is H3O? I've never heard of H3O. Sounds amazing.
It is. It's the best.
Double hydrogen or that's extra right. Hydrogen.
Triple hydrogen.
Triple, like an extra hydrogen.
That's right. You won't go blind.
So what's happening? How's life?
We're in a swamp over here. You know, we were talking about that pre-show, 50 degrees out. Everything's flooding. All the snow is melting. I doubt that'll be the end of snow. I think this is just it's just weird. February, right? Every February we get the majority of the snow. It used to be December. Now it's shifted. So
it's only a few months till NFL preseason, where our Bears are going to be amazing.
That's right. And they have big things to do. They let go of two guys. I don't know if we said that last week.
But no, I don't think we said it.
Freed up another $10 million. So yeah.
They're preparing for that draft and or trying to make some moves.
Yeah, both. They'll pick up some free agents. I think they have the fourth most cap space available. So you got to fix the offensive line. You got to fix the defensive line. Probably need a better running back. So we'll see. It's always a fun time. They're in a great position, too. They have, three top 40 draft picks. I forget what they are exactly. It might be a 10, a 39, and a 41, something like that. But three in the top 41, that's not bad. Yeah. So you got some flexibility.
Absolutely.
New coach staff.
See what Ben Johnson can do.
Super Bowl.
Maybe.
Every year. If I say it, it's going to happen sometime.
The Bears.
Super Bowl champions. Yes. Place your bets now. $100. You'll probably pay $10 million. I don't know what the odds are. I think the odds are
1,000 to 1.
Coming down probably because they have talent. You needed some better coaching. Yeah. I feel coaching probably cost them, 4 or 5 games at least.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, all the last year, the games, some of them were really close. So the year before, too. Bad coaching, bad decisions.
Yeah. And have a horrific Hail Mary that kind of spooks the team. Like, oh, what happened there? And then do we call a timeout? What are we doing? Wasting clock? But, anyway. Let's talk some UFC. So there's a card that happened over this weekend. We had a bunch of controversy. This Henry Cejudo fight. So in the third round, Cejudo gets poked in the eye. And then he says, I'm going to take the 5 minutes and sits down. And I believe it was Jason Herzog's the ref. And he's like, you only have a minute, which is bullshit. He has 5 minutes. So that was kind of weird.
Why does he only have 1 minute?
I don't know. He said that to him. And I was going, that's fucking weird. So he takes the time, fights out the rest of the round. Goes to the corner, tells the corner, hey, man, I can't see out of my eye. And they start the fourth round, and Herzog takes a timeout as the round starts, calls the doctor in. Doctor's like, nope, can't see, stops the fight. So they have to go to the scorecards, and the opponent wins based on the scores from the card. And all of this is that Herzog didn't take a point off for the eye poke.
I think he should.
And it goes back to the point of I think we both always are in this scenario of where I think if you create, if you make a foul, it's point off. I don't give a fuck, accidental or not. How can you judge that? Because in this case, had he taken the point off, this fight would have been a majority draw. So why don't refs take points off for fouls? I guess that's a question.
Well, I think they probably don't want to get that involved, like as far as the outcome goes, but I think they have to, because it's like any other sport. If the ref doesn't control the chippiness on the, you know, I mean, I know it's fighting, but you can't be poking each other in the eyes. Like it happens constantly, you know? So, and that shit stops fights. I got a picture of this. Cejudo posted. I mean, look at this eyeball. It's like,
yeah, he's fucked up.
He's saying like he's not sure what's going to happen. Like it seems like his eye's pretty jacked up. And Bisping had a lot to say about this too, because I mean, he's been on the receiving end of some eye pokes, and he's pissed. You know, he's like, somebody's got to do something, because these refs, if they start calling fouls, this shit's going to stop, you know. But until they do, no one, John Jones, it's like part of his offense.
Right, because why wouldn't you then? That should be part of your attack. Just poke him in the eye first round.
Exactly.
Because if I don't even know what the percentage is, I would say 95% of the time they don't take a point. That's what it feels like.
It does.
It's super rare, because they usually give you one, and then sometimes they give you two, and then maybe on the third one that we'll call like a point off. But just be consistent. Like, it shouldn't even be refs. I don't even know their consideration. It's just you make a foul, you lose a point. Period. And then we know where we stand, right? You get kicked in the balls, you know, oh fuck, that guy's getting a point off, or oh fuck, I lost a point. So they should all just get on board with it. Very weird. Speaking of weird, let's do some sponsor action.
All right, fellas, it's time to talk about personal grooming. Grooming isn't just about looking good. It's about feeling good. Whether you're suiting up for a big meeting, gearing up for a date, or just tackling the day, the right tools make all the difference. Take care of your skin and skip the cuts and irritation. Meet the beard and balls bundle from Manscaped, your all-in-one grooming solution to keep you polished from head to toe, or more precisely, from beard to balls. Join over 12 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped, and use code MMANOUNCE20 for 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com.
That's right. You want to get that nice smooth cut?
I like it.
And the red marks on my head from my hat, because it was so tight that it just blew off my head.
Nice. I think you need a bigger hat.
I might need one. I refuse to lose. But don't cut corners on your grooming routine. Upgrade to the beard and balls bundle from Manscaped. Visit manscaped.com and use code MMANUTS20 to get 20% off plus free shipping. Whether you're suiting up for work, heading out for a night out of town, or just relaxing at home, Manscaped has everything you need to stay sharp from face to balls. Your skin will thank you, and so will everyone else.
Absolutely. And don't forget that spring is almost here. It's time to shake off those heavy layers and bust out those shorts. Whether you're on spring break, heading to a backyard barbecue, playing a round of golf, or delivering a podcast, Ad Reed Chubbies has the styles for any spring occasion. And like Matt and I have said many times, we are big fans. In my old age, when I get home from whatever I'm doing for the day, I like to wear my Chubbies sweat hoodie, you know, so comfy. And of course, they have a variety of bright and comfortable polos and high quality thigh exposing shorts. Chubbies has styles to fit whatever spring vibe you're going for, taking that well-deserved spring vacation. Chubbies has the ultimate training shorts for you. Looking for a more casual, comfortable fit for an outdoor brunch or a walk in the park? Chubbies original shorts gives you that classic feel with a modern look. Let's face it, you deserve a wardrobe upgrade for springtime. So to sweeten the deal for a limited time, Chubbies is giving our viewers and listeners 20% off your order with our exclusive code. Use code MMANUTS at chubbyshorts.com.
That's right. And whether you're dressed for your work day, a workout, or a weekend getaway, Chubbies has you covered. For a limited time, Chubbies is giving our viewers 20% off with our code MMANUTS at chubbyshorts.com. That's code MMANUTS at chubbyshorts.com. Support our show and tell them we sent you. Don't blend in with the crowd. Stand out with Chubbies.
Yes, and this episode sponsored by Lucy, 100% pure nicotine, always tobacco-free. Lucy isn't like every other nicotine pouch company that's owned by Big Tobacco. They're like the mom and pop shop of pouches. Pouches come in a variety of strengths from 4 all the way up to 12 milligrams. Lucy offers a variety of flavors, including apple ice, wintergreen, mango, and espresso. If you're not a pouch or guy or gal, Lucy Gum is available in 2, 4, or 6 mg. Set yourself up with a subscription and have Lucy delivered straight to your door. Remember, you can save 20% off with code FIT20. No commitment. You can cancel anytime.
That's right. And let's level up your nicotine routine with Lucy. Go to lucy.co/fit20 and use promo code FIT20 to get 20% off your first order. And Lucy has a 30-day refund policy if you change your mind. That's lucy.co. Use code FIT20 to get 20% off. And here comes the fine print. Lucy products are only for adults of legal age, and every order is age verified. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Just like that. Back to the show. What else is happening out there? We're still talking, I think, the fights from over the weekend. There was also a Silva fight. John Silva.
John Silva?
Yeah, where where he knocked out his opponent like this. And then the referee is like, he's not finished yet. So then he has to pummel him in the submission some more. And then the fight eventually gets stopped by
hit him again.
Ref. Like, what are we doing? He looked pretty dead.
I was like, he's done. I was like, nope, keep going. Okay.
Not dead enough. Keep it going. And then the only other quick mention was Austin Vanderford, who's married to Paige VanZant. He had his UFC debut. He won the fight, and then afterwards, the opponent came over and shoved him into the cage. And he pushed him back. And since we mentioned Paige VanZant, she is also returning to Power Slap for her third fight, booked on a card taking place the same weekend as UFC 13 in Vegas in March. And since I mentioned her name, I'll pay the Paige VanZant tax. And there you go. So this is what she's up to lately. Hanging out, doing work, you know, making things happen.
Amazing.
That's all I think I had for that card as far as controversies, new people, fights that never end.
Okay. Well, all right. Talk about a couple things. So Dana White made some announcements on Wednesday.
Okay.
And he said that Ilia Topuria is vacating the featherweight title. And he's going to move up to lightweight, and they're going to announce that a new champion's going to be crowned at, I think, 314? UFC 314.
314.
Yeah. Yep. So that's a big announcement.
We should pull the card for 314.
Are you grabbing it or you want
I got it right here. Okay. There's a short list of it.
It's a stacked card. I mean, Chandler and Pimblett, we got Pitbull's
Rodriguez and Pitbull coming in from PFL / Bellator's.
Dan Ige. Oh, nice. Jim Miller, Chase Hooper. Jim Miller to start the... Wow, there we go.
Yeah. I mean, that's fucking solid, pretty much top to bottom. I'll tell you.
Yeah, it's a solid card.
A lot of ranked fighters, and Pitbull was a champion, and he's not ranked coming in. So, like, that's a hell of a card. And that Chandler Pimblett fight looks like a 5-rounder also.
Oh, good. All right. That should be exciting.
Yeah, it should.
Pimblett can make the
weight. Yeah. It's a hell of a scrap. And even like the Rodriguez fight, like those top three are just should be all fucking wars. Like, we're not going to pussyfoot around. People are going out with bad intentions trying to finish each other.
Mm-hmm.
So. And even I like the Miller one too. Like we were talking Miller and Hooper.
That should be good.
Yeah. You might get your money's worth on that one for fucking $80. Can Netflix sign them already?
Yeah, it'd be nice if they
Holy
did.
Shit, man. It's nice so expensive.
It is.
Let's see. Hmm. Oh, there's a quote from UFC 13. So that is the card that Dan Hooker is going to fight Justin Gaethje.
Okay.
And this is Dan, I believe this is Dan Hooker. And he says, I know full well, 100%. This fight is going to end no matter whether his hand gets raised, my arm gets raised. He said, I'm going straight on a stretcher, straight into the back of an ambulance, and I'm going to the hospital. So, maybe expect violence. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it sounds like they're expecting a lot of violence.
Yeah, but I think that's what happens, right? Wasn't there a stat a few weeks ago where pretty much if your name isn't Dustin Poirier and you've fought Justin Gaethje, you're going to go on a losing record after yes. you fight him. He damages yep. you into probably taking years off of your life if you fight him. And he's due for a fucking savage beating on someone. So what else is happening?
Okay. Well, Alex Pereira, you know, DC's been giving him shit saying he's not committed in training and stuff. So he posted some videos. Here he is. Hopefully you can see that without the green screen. Yep. Here he is training at the Glover, I think, Teixeira gym, right?
Yep.
Inside. And
it's at the pit.
He's also training outside in the snow with apparently with Glover. So I'm not sure what the hell these dude dorks are doing, but they're training in the snow. It's just,
I don't know.
Isn't this supposed to be California? I'm so confused.
Yeah, I don't know where we're at here.
But it's pretty funny that they're doing this outside. You know, that's about all you got. So having some fun. Always a big Glover fan.
Yeah, I like it.
So Alex says he's working hard. Don't worry.
He's working on it. He's working on it. I'm not worried about it. He's got death power. He's got the goddamn Dimmock. So
he does.
Puts people to sleep when he touches them. And speaking of that, Mark Hunt made a little post. Apparently he's coming to be a KFC to fight Ben Rothwell sometime in, I think, September.
Oh, I like that.
As
that
his sounds, last fight. Yeah.
It's in Italy too, huh?
Oh, man.
There'll be no drug testing, I imagine.
Yeah, well, I think Mark said there's going to be special drug testing for this one. Because he said, I'm not fucking, there's a Mark Hunt rule or something. Yeah, he said, when I'm fighting, that's something they will be testing for. Because you can trust in the Hunt precedent, we'll make sure of an even playing field. I'm like, okay there, Mark Hunt, just knock fools out. See, that's another sport where I think Ben Rothwell is definitely built for that. But I think Mark Hunt is more than built for BKFC. I think Mark will knock him the fuck out.
I don't know. Rothwell's looking pretty tough. We're going to have to see.
He is.
I'm going to put my money on Rothwell.
Okay, fair enough. Mark is going to be a little rusty too because, you know, he hasn't fought. I think he had a couple boxing matches, but he hasn't been in bare knuckle or MMA for a while. What else is going on?
Well, today's February 24th, right? And when we're taping the show, and
yes.
18 years ago to the day in 2007, Nick Diaz competed in his first fight, only Pride fight, and submitted Takanori Gomi. I think it was a Gogo Plata. Here's a little picture of it. I don't know about copyrights, but here's a picture, pretty tiny. But there he is with the Gogo Plata, submitting Takanori Gomi.
Yeah, it's weird, and that ties into this other thing, because so after that fight, he had actually, that's the one where he had tested positive for marijuana. But so Clarissa Shields just got suspended from fighting in the state of Michigan, and she's being investigated after testing positive for marijuana. So why are we still testing for this in 2025?
I thought they don't test really for it anymore.
I think it's state by state still. Oh, okay. And there's not a lot of cards going on in Michigan.
Okay.
But yeah, pretty much. And so Chris Cyborg had tweeted it out that she says, I remember Nevada State Athletic Commission suspended Nick Diaz 5 years with marijuana in his system. And then I had to look it up because I wanted to remember. I thought they fined him something insane. And they did. Like, they fined him $165,000. And then eventually got turned into an 18-month suspension and $100,000 fine. And he stayed out of the sport forever. He was so sour. That fucking basically ended his MMA career, was that fucking stupid decision. And then the female troll on the Nevada State Athletic Commission that was grilling him, that her name was Pat Lundvall, this fucking cunt that was over there. And this is where Nick just kept saying, respectfully, I plead fifth. That's right. Every question.
I remember that. I'm not saying
respectfully.
Shit. Good luck. Well, here's the thing, I've heard from law enforcement people I know, the thing they tell me is you should never say anything. Don't talk about anything to anyone. If you're ever in trouble, say nothing. That's the best approach.
That's good advice.
I think that makes sense.
Say yes or no. Yes. Nope.
No. Nope. Plead the fifth. Not going to answer. Nope. Because apparently people are, you know, they chatty and then they get you. Mm-hmm. And then, you know,
unless you, you say ask the for better an attorney, you are.
Or like if a family member comes to visit you and the, like when you're locked up, like, you know, there's no privacy, but people think they, or the phone calls, like people think they have privacy, but there's no privacy.
Yeah.
So
sketchy.
Nick is all like, I don't know. I didn't do it. Yeah. Me.
Yeah, pretty much. I saw Clay Guida made a post. I don't know if he retired or he's close to it, but he was saying of everything he does after a fight to recover. So I'll just kind of read through this. It's a little long. So he was saying, as I continue to pass my UFC torch onto the next generation of warriors and wrestlers, thought it might be the perfect time to share some of the aspects of my career. People often don't see what my routine looks like post-fight. So the days after a fight are almost more important than the days leading up to them. And I wouldn't be where I am today without my post-fight recovery. Here's how I rest and reset after stepping in the octagon. The morning after a fight, I'm up early and ready to start the day with a soak in the hotel hot tub. Not only is this relaxing, but the heat increases blood flow to the body, delivering oxygen, nutrients to my sore muscles. It's relaxing and reduces stiffness. Next up is a massage. An essential piece of my post-fight routine. A massage after a fight is pure heaven. Blah, blah, blah. It's not. I just want details. I don't need all the bullshit. The rest of the day is spent taking it relatively easy, spending time with loved ones and stitching up any wounds that I've picked up the night before. By the next day, 2 days after the fight, I'm up and back in motion with a long solitary run. And he's just saying, I go for a run for a couple of reasons, blah, blah, blah. Helps me recover more. And after this initial days post-fight, I always take a trip somewhere warm to complete the rest of my recovery. My favorite spots are Mexico and Costa Rica. Win, okay. Lose, or draw, I always travel to celebrate the fight, filling my time with lots of music, dancing, and, of course, fishing.
Huh. Wouldn't have guessed him as a fisherman.
No, and then he goes into, like, a sponsor kind of thing. So, interesting recovery, huh?
Well, he's got a plan. It makes sense. He's doing a little bit of everything, a little mental, a little physical, a little emotional, spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's doing all of it. It makes sense. I mean, I couldn't imagine the toll it takes on somebody like to do that shit. Not just physically, but like everything.
No, and it depends, you know? Like how beat up did you get during the fight? Because even right. When you win, you're still fucked up sometimes. Yep. Depends how clean that win was. So, and he's had some longevity in the sport. So
must be working for him.
Yeah. Might want to hear what he has to say. So, what else is happening?
I think for me, last piece of news is this. So Dana White was talking about Sean O'Malley versus Dvashvili doing a rematch.
Mm-hmm.
They asked him about this, I think, during the press conference this week. And he said, well, they want to fight each other. So, you know, I think people want to see it. So maybe we'll do it. Thoughts? Do you want to see that rematch? If recapping, I think O'Malley lost.
Wasn't he injured? Like something weird was going on during that fight.
I don't remember.
Like he wasn't really fighting. I think he came in with a pre-existing injury, so he was definitely not 100%. And it seemed like he saved up all his energy for like the last round, but it wasn't enough.
No, he got outlanded by a lot too. I mean, yeah, he wasn't very active in that fight. So I would like to see it if that was the case, you know, see what happens.
Yeah, because I don't like seeing the Sean O'Malley championship shirt in the Five Below store for $5.
Oh, wow, why didn't you buy it?
I should have. I thought it was disrespectful for the UFC to unload those Five Below if that's who unloaded them.
$5.
$5
is $5.
It was $5. I'm like, I should just buy it on principle, but I thought it was disrespectful either way. I'm right into some KOs, so
okay, I'm ready for that.
I don't know if I could share sound. Let's go no sound on these just in case. So
yeah, here's, I have one. So whenever
we'll
you
start
will.
One.
Oh,
these are
God.
Always bad when you walk into that one. I think this is the most brutal one because I don't. There was an alternate angle, but
Jesus.
I don't have
Did
that.
He land on his face?
Yeah, he did.
Oh,
and then
that's nasty.
Here's another one, like these ice fights.
Yeah,
it's another. But like the ice KO'd him on the way down. That's never
Golly.
Good.
No,
it's never good.
It's bad.
Yeah.
Ouch. You got more, or you want me to go?
No, I just had the two. So
those were brutal. Here's this one. Little midget boxing. Erp.
Oh, snap.
Bang.
Oh. That's like I don't know if they had gloves on there, like bare knuckle almost.
Yeah.
It's too. Oh, I have a sub of the week. I think we may have seen this one.
Let's see.
But I gotta make sure the volume's off. And I may have to blur this one. But someone gets the piss choked out of themselves.
Oh, I think you did show me this.
Like,
Hold on.
I'm pretty sure we've seen this a while ago.
Dang,
But
she got that neck cranking.
you can see there's a little wetness going down, like choked out and peed all over. That's the worst.
Yikes.
Well, it's better than shitting yourself.
True.
So, and now I'll do a little tweet a week. Maybe we can get a couple of these open. Oh, Jesus. hang on. I'm going to need volume on this one. On the second one. And yeah, away we go. This is the fighter lawsuit. So apparently neither Bang nor Cunts has submitted their information, Ningo. just so you know.
Bang versus Cunts. Bang Cunts.
And Matt Yusek says he's found your mother's favorite fighter.
From the Netherlands, Brown Machina Penis.
No, just his name. Brown something penis. It's your mom's favorite fighter.
I didn't miss that part. Sorry.
That's all. Right into knowledge you got?
So I have this, which is the fastest time to limbo skate under descending poles, which is, check this shit out. I mean,
whoa.
I'm not sure that's an aggressive
is that
angle.
Street legal?
I don't know, but look at this lady. She's
ow,
like
ow,
millimeters
ow.
Off of the ground.
Yeah,
I
I
mean,
think your tits are getting rug burned.
Impressive. Let's just see the first part one more time, just in case. Like right there, like, whoa.
Jesus Christ.
It's epic.
Yeah, her tits are definitely hitting the ground.
I mean, the amount of strength this requires is just,
yeah, it's insane.
Incredible core strength.
Wow.
And leg strength. So.
And then I will show you how far this video quality kind of sucks. I sent this from my iPhone, but this will show you how far Call of Duty has jumped the shark and how it doesn't even resemble a fucking war game anymore. So when you go to the store to buy shit in Call of Duty, this is kind of what it looks like. I'll make sure I don't need volume here. But they have the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. You can kind of see all this other nonsense as I go through.
Whoa, mushrooms.
Like, what happened to just warfighters? You have all this other fucking horse shit now.
But it's almost like turned into like Call of Duty with like Fortnite mixed in or something.
Yeah,
100%.
It's so weird.
I think they're trying to, it's cash grab.
Yeah, 100%. Any of those bundles, I don't even know what it costs because, again, they try to charge you in Call of Duty points, and then you have to buy the points with real money, and then it never translates. Just tell me it's fucking $10, because like now I'm running around. There's a goddamn Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle on my team, and all these other weird fuckers. And now sometimes when you get killed, you turn in, I'll turn into a gold statue and melt. I'll turn into smoke or fucking coins exploding everywhere or a ball drops on me like New Year's Eve explodes. Yeah. Like, what the fuck is this? I just want blood and limbs blowing off.
Like it all started with the zombies. I firmly believe back in the heyday when they introduced zombies back in the day. This is a steady progression from that.
This is so gay. It's the gayest now. Like, what happened to this game? I mean, it is what you're saying. It's a fucking total cash grab. And I do have one more thing. I did forget something, and one of our buddies sent this over. But, you know, they did that two men versus three Instagram models.
Oh,
I forgot to share that. I don't know if I shared sound, but I probably don't even need it.
We don't need sound.
Because I think I need to blur it out anyway. But they're wearing boxing gloves in this.
Yeah, and but it's just like, what?
My question is, and the guys are going full force, but why don't you grapple them? I'm so confused. This is so fucking gay. Like, you got the gloves on. You're in an MMA fight. Take the ladies down and grapple them.
Right.
You're not. The guy is throwing 100%. Both of them. Like, they're literally trying to kill these ladies.
Yeah, they're holding their own, though.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. That one
took. Oh, no.
I mean, just not nice. I don't know. I couldn't do it. Like, no.
We were forced to spar women in.
That was weird.
Maga. It's like I'm not fucking hitting.
I'm like, so like, if I don't engage, then I'm somehow like suck at this. But if I do engage and something bad happens to her, now I'm an asshole. So how do
it's lose lose.
You can't win. So I'm like, I'm just gonna hang out and try to let the time run out. That's my plan.
I mean, I'm going 10%
yeah.
unless I happen to get hit. Hard because it's like I'll just focus on defense and then I might just throw a 20% once in a while. But like, this just isn't right. Like, I hated that fucking drill. I'm like, this, like, you, the women, you guys should be fucking squared off on each other, and the men should be squared off. We should not be touching you at all.
Well, this backfired on me before in jiu-jitsu, though, because when we were with Comprito, they'd bring the other gym over, and there was some chick from Brazil that was in another gym, and she was really friendly. And I'm thinking, like, okay, we're going to go easy. When the thing started, she turned into an animal. She, like, I'm like, holy fuck. She was just going crazy, and I was like, this is nuts. Like, I don't know. I'm just, like, trying to, like, not do anything to injure her, because it happened before in a gym where somebody was grappling with a woman and then she got hurt and everyone was like, oh, you know, so you're like, fuck, like, you can't win this. So
yeah, I could imagine grappling. I'd probably go harder because I feel because I would be more for chokes, not limbs.
Yeah.
But striking, fucking
no striking power, for sure.
If that, weird. So anyway, on that note, let's shut down.
Alrighty, that's been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name's Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith, thanks for playing.